Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Maurice Deepers from the Salvos.
Hi, and welcome to this week's episode of Mind Games. What's happening with your face at the moment? There's a good chance that what's happening for your cheeks and your lips and whether you're smiling or whether you're not smiling is a good indicator of just what's going on for you emotionally as well. This week we're talking about the power of smiling and some strategies that you can use to boost your mood just by engaging in this activity. For all of us, our facial muscles are what we use to express our emotional world. And because of that, our facial muscles are linked to our emotional center. And so what this means is that the movements that we make with our face are particularly well practiced. And they've done a lot of studies and found that things like our cry response, so if we cry when we're in pain, we've developed a learnt pattern of then producing our own painkillers in our brain to make us feel better. And that can be both emotional and physical pain. And they find that the same thing happens when we smile. So when we exercise our face muscles by smiling, we engage with a certain type of muscles within our face. And this actually produces endorphins in our brain, which are our brain's happy chemicals, and it can actually boost our mood. And this is because it's a feedback loop. We've spent so much time, we've practiced this so many times that it's a well-worn path. And so if we can actually make this work really, really well for us, if we're able to keep this feedback loop, this link viable. I guess the message is the more we can use our smile muscle or our laughter muscles, the more viable that feedback loop is, and the more we're able to actually boost our own mood ourselves. Like everything, it's a really good example of the fact that happiness is actually a habit. And so smiling is an important part of that happiness habit. So some tips for this week. Find a mirror and smile at yourself and see what happens. Try and hold a pencil between your teeth for a little bit. That actually exercises the same smiling muscles and can produce a boost in some of those endorphins. Think about the movies, the comedians. Think about laughter yoga, the places where you actually experience a feeling really happy and laughing and trying to bring those back up. Another way you can do that is to think about really, really happy memories, whether they be things you've done or things people have said. And that can also make you smile, which can boost your happiness in the moment as well. And I'm a huge fan of random acts of happiness. So smile when you walk down the street, smile when you walk into a shop at the cashier, because it's also true that smiling is contagious. And so if you smile at someone, their own smile muscles are likely to react before they even consciously are aware of that. And that also allows us to feel connected to people and we can share our happiness, which is just an amazing thing. So turn that frown upside down with Mind Games.